that he left the station, but I think he got here early this morning.
If he's not crying, don't bother to call.
Okay, thank you.
She can't hear us. Oh, she's on her cell.
Hello?
Or the other office.
Who was that?
Hey, I don't know.
Male or female?
It was a young male named Scott.
Oh, dear. Poor guy. It just, nothing's going well for him, you know? Let's go.
How about that?
May you call that?
Bless you, Mike.
Sorry. Bless you, Mike.
Do you always sneeze at the mention of Scott?
Yes. Scott has that effect on me.
Sure. All right, thanks, B.A.
You're welcome, Bob.
Once again, the word would be intoxicating.
Scott-free.
Today on the show, we'll be giving away a good double package of prizes. The trip to Las Vegas from Independence Air, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. Fly Eye and get your Happy Bag game tag today. FlyEye.com. Go your own way. And we're also giving away playoff tickets today for the Wizards and the Heat Saturday night. It's the big national game on ABC.
Get them while you can.
8 Eastern. I know they're going to lose.
Well, maybe not.
No, they're good. Listen, the best chance the Wizards have is to win one.
Would they lose 108-102 in one of those games? They almost won it.
They will win at least one of the four games.
You have to call them the Wiz. That's what they're doing in the commercials now. Come on and catch the Wiz fever.
The Wiz.
Take the Wiz. Take the Wiz. You know, they should do a promotion with that Wizinator thing.
Go Wiz.
With that thing.
Sure.
I saw that on the Rich Eisen show.
Buy your 4-pack of tickets. Get a free Wizinator.
Did Rich wear it?
Yeah. He had strap on.
Hey, guys, that's not funny.
Outside of his clothes. Outside of his Armani suit. It was like they'd go, "Hi, I'm Rich Eisen. Here's the big news of the day. Kellen Winslow has still got a broken foot, and Jeremy Shockey has left Giants camp, and is it Orlando Smith?
Ontario Smith.
Ontario Smith from the Minnesota Vikings caught with the Wizinator.
The Wizinator. Beware, says it was for his cousin.
The Wizinator.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's what he said.
Now, here's what we can talk about right here. We can call Robert Mailman in Japan.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, this is his last day.
Oh.
It's already Friday in Japan.
Okay, so he's leaving this morning?
Yes, he is. So we got to at least call him to say hello. I got some new stuff about that mayor in Spokane.
Oh, boy, that story is just spinning out of control.
Jim West.
That creepy mayor. And then,
what's his name? Jim West.
Jim West.
Jim West, right, yeah.
I dare you to knock this battery off my shoulder.
Area code 509, that's Spokane, Washington.
Right.
We heard on KFAN every day.
The mayor had a relationship with Artemis Gordon.
I think this is a little more timely and topical, and we got hip to this by the people at, I want to make sure I plug the right magazine. It's a new magazine called Radar.
Radar?
It's a magazine that's just starting publication.
Gossip magazine?
No, Mike, it's all about Gary Burgle.
Gary Burgle. Yeah, it's his special magazine.
It's Gary posing in various outfits. Gary Berghoff, shirt off, shirt on.
But always that beautiful giant forehead. That massive cranium.
Yes. My favorite is where he's out on the farm. And
right.
By the hayloft, and he's got the big bales of hay, and he's got the,
I like it when he slips back into that uniform he wore on MASH, but just the top unbuttoned, and that's all. And he's wearing, and he's riding, he's not riding it, but he's posing on one of those vintage 1950s military motorcycles.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Uh-huh. Whereas, you know, he's got kind of a leg up with his foot resting on the sidecar.
Oh, damn sexy. Anyway, the magazine is called Radar. It has nothing to do with Radar O'Reilly, but they did send us, for a plug, they sent us part of what their lead story is going to be. In their debut issue, and it's just too great because it is the 50th birthday of Walt Disneyland.
Isn't that wonderful?
Walt Disneyland. And of course they're celebrating at Disneyland and
that's terrific.
At Disney World.
Sure.
And in this magazine, which hits the newsstands in 3 weeks, their headline story is about behind the scenes work at Disneyland.
Oh, good. That's always terrific.
They rip off the enormous fiberglass heads of Mickey, Goofy, and other characters to show the stressful and seamy underside of Disney World.
Oh, boy.
Now, again, I'm going to credit Radar Magazine because they listen to the show and they know that we're big Disney lovers.
Yes.
So they sent over the advance copy. The guy's name is Tyler Gray, is the reporter. He says, whenever possible, and all he did was just send me bullet points from his article, Whenever possible, actors flee Disney World and seek sanctuary in the grungy 1.5-mile network of dark tunnels below. The costume people, the characters, mm-hmm. they take off their heads and unwind in ways that Walt would frown upon.
Probably.
There's also a...
What do they do?
Well, I'll get to that. Okay. There's also an apartment complex called Vista Way.
Mm.
That is an adult amusement park, in essence, where the people who work at Disneyland take off their costumes and act as they feel they should.
Wow.
They have students from around the world. They all work at Disneyland, and it serves as a breeding ground for all the people that want to be...
For bacteria.
The people that want to be the next generation of Goofy and
right.
Pluto
sure.
and Donald. Now, there's a bunch of rules that I was not aware of. For instance, let me see. You can be, if you want to be Mickey, nobody taller than 5 feet gets to be Mickey.
That makes sense.
Nobody black.
Yeah, that would scare the children.
Nobody black ever gets to be Snow White.
If it was taller than that, they'd have to change it to Mickey Rat.
Nobody white gets to be Mulan. Everybody has to audition to get in. Sex, drinking, and drugs are rampant at this Vista Way.
Right.
Let me see. Paris Hilton.
I bet it's kind of Buena Vista. That's probably what its name is.
There are pictures of Paris Hilton when she was down at Disney World stopping by to have a couple of drinks with the people that work there. That's
sure.
That's how good a rap this place has.
As a party palace?
In Central Florida.
What is it, like an apartment complex?
Yes, it is. And they all have to bunk there together because they have to put their money in on the rent because when they started Disneyland
yeah.
wearing the costumes,
uh-huh.
they make $6.50 an hour.
Jeez. Wow.
There is a pecking order.
Sure.
The best gigs for the chosen few who have, and this is from a Disney memo, the chosen few who have the delicate bone structure to play either Prince Charming or Cinderella. Those are the cherry gigs.
Sure.
Then come your big five. Mickey,
mm-hmm.
Minnie, Goofy, Pluto, and Donald. Your bottom rung, obscure characters like Mr. Smee. Do you know who Mr. Smee
no,
is?
No, I don't.
Captain Hook's sidekick and Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah, not good.
Let's see. They also have rules. Disney is watching all the time. People have been fired for hip-hop dancing while in their costumes.
Wow.
One guy got fired because he started dancing, did the robot in the Goofy suit.
Oh, my.
let me see. They don't want to ruin the fantasy. And this is a gigantic expose that's coming out. So just watch for it. And happy birthday, Disneyland.
Well, we'll look for the gory details in Radar magazine.
Now, anybody who's listening down at Tampa is close to Central Florida, down by Orlando.
Yeah, hold on. 40 minutes away.
Here's Kristen. Hi, Kristen. You used to work at Vista Way.
I used to live at Vista Way. I worked in Disney World.
Oh, here we go.
Bingo.
Yeah.
So here we go. Now is
that
this...
place is crazy, man. And then in back scenes when they take off their... I saw... Puerto Rican Mickey and Minnie pretending to, you know, Minnie was bending over,
uh-huh.
pretending to do that without the hats on. It's disturbing.
Oh, with just the Mickey and Minnie bottoms on, they were humping.
Did any real bad stuff happen when you were down there?
Just crazy parties and stuff, and most of the kids aren't 21 because you do it. It's a college program. It's an internship.
And so this whole expose is true that they pay $6.50 an hour, which is just awful to wear that goddamn suit. You got to be nice to all the dumb tourists that are down there, and then
they take out money for rent.
Oh, you mean like the company store? Like an old railroad store where they, you know, like the miners, what they used to do?
You pay for your bill. And, I mean, you can't... it was fun. I mean, you have a great time, but you always come back in debt.
Was there constant sex?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots of drinking?
Lots of drinking. Underage drinking.
Lots of drugs?
Some, yeah.
Some. Yeah, how about...
I know some people who got kicked out for it.
How about porn?
I didn't see any porn. You don't really have time to do that.
There,
but you had live sex, though. That's
was there nudity there? Did
always.
You see nudity?
Oh, yeah.
All the time?
Of course, yeah. One time we went to the hot tub,
yeah.
and you drink in the hot tub. I don't know, with the wine and the
right.
hot tub, the heat, you go running. we ended up running back, losing Tal, and just keep running. I mean, it's all the time.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
What character did you play?
I'm sorry?
What character did you play?
Oh, you don't... See, that's the thing. You're not playing characters when you do that. You get the worst jobs. You're cashiers and... But they give you amazing training. I have to say that.
So you have to work your way up. I mean, so if you're a cashier...
You're only there for like 4 to 6 months.
But if you're a cashier, do you have aspirations of someday putting on the goofy suit, or is that just for the absolute
losers? Aspiration is to go back to college and graduate.
Get out of Disney.
Yeah, to realize.
So you were a cashier handling a lot of that wonderfully clean money.
Oh, yeah.
You get out of the theme park.
Rubbing it all over, yep.
Yes, all right, thank you, Kristen.
No problem.
Appreciate it. See you later, honey.
Yeah, hand me that fecal 20.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I used to be Bugs Bunny at Magic Mountain. We used to have to do a bunch of gigs with the Disney Channel their outfits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had these little tubes that used to go on the inside of their outfits, and it would keep them air conditioning, and we were sweating like hogs inside the Bugs Bunny outfit.
I hate to be devil's advocate, but why would Magic Mountain do something with Disney World? Why would you? That's like you wouldn't mix Bugs Bunny with Mickey Mouse. Neither company would do that.
Yeah, why do you? Well, I don't get it. How'd that happen?
It was parade stuff. I mean, when we have to do, like, big parades where it was, like, down in the Los Angeles area, where it was just one theme after another, and that was the only time that they were mixed is in parade.
Because big fist fight between Mickey and Bugs Bunny.
We hated them.
No mixing. Really.
No mixing of the characters.
No mixing. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Rob. My girlfriend used to be one... character at Disney World.
What? Who was she?
She played Chip of Chip and Dale. She also played Wendy, which was, they called the faith characters. Those are the ones without the actual costume. They have to be good-looking people.
Okay, like, so she must have been better looking than the slugs.
I've been to those theme parks where they always had the hottie playing the princess or whatever.
Right. So did she stay at this gigantic whorehouse?
No, she didn't have to stay at the whorehouse because she was, like they said, it's like a you have to work through the whorehouse to get to be like one of the characters.
Wow.
And that's actually a step before they go into
the
like
cast
the
system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, do you have anything bad to say about Disneyland?
Well, since she was my girlfriend, she wouldn't really tell me anything that she did, but everything that's been said so far, she would say is true.
Wow.
Oh, so you just want to live in the fantasy world that you're hearing the story about how all the people at Disney World act, but your girlfriend was just sitting back in her room pining for you every